So we're already starting off on the wrong note without the wings. So hopefully, sometimes it's very hard for the neshama to hear a little bit when the guf is going strong. So hopefully now the guf is on just on the soda. But I hope you're mochel on the wings. Bez Hashem, hopefully next week in Yerushalayim. So the Shlach HaKadosh had a very famous statement. I'm sure everyone here knows about this famous Shlach. The Shlach said that the Kriya is Ma'orah D'Zman. The Kriya of Torah is always Ma'orah D'Zman. Whatever's going on in the Parsha is going on during the time of the year. This year, this time of year is known as the time of Shovavim. There's no Chanukah. We're already looking towards Adar. It's two Adars this year. But sometimes we overlook what Shovavim is all about. Shovavim, for not everyone here who knows, I didn't grow up knowing about Shovavim until my years going to Eretz Yisrael. Shovavim is an acronym for the Parshiot from Shemos until Mishpatim. Shovavim stands for Shemos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisrael and Mishpatim. It's brought down by the Arizal. It's not in the Gemara. You're not going to find it in a Mishnah. You might not even find it anywhere else. But it's brought down by the Arizal and from different tzaddikim. That these are the 6 weeks of the whole year that a person should try to work upon themselves, being a Kaddosh person, whether that be through what we look at, what we speak, how we talk, specifically tapping into to these 6 weeks. Hopefully, just to be able to talk a little bit about what we could do. And I forget again. First off, let me say, Bershus, my father-in-law, Bershus, I'm no one here to give Musar to anyone. This is more of a words of Torah for inspiration, hopefully from inspiring myself. But I'm not giving Musar to anyone. That's not the, especially with Rabbi Englander here. I'm not giving any Musar. That's not my derech. So be able to try to take a little practical message. Try to take a practical message. The Zohar brings down in Emor Tzadihayim and Aleph. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Ani yishena v'libi er." The Klal Yisrael says, "I am sleeping, but my heart is awake. I am sleeping, but my heart is awake." The Zohar continues and says that when Jews were in Mitzrayim, when Jews were in Egypt, it wasn't just a physical gullus. It wasn't just a physical type of slavery, a type of labor. It was a very deep spiritual labor. What happened was, is that Klal Yisrael over time it got to be there are different levels of sleep. Everyone here knows when you put your head down in the pillow, there's a level of sleep, and you come back 3-4 hours later, it's a much deeper sleep. So the Zohar says in that Zohar right there in Emor, that the beginning of Gullus started with a little bit of a doze, like the first 10-15 minutes a person puts his head down, right? You know, if your kid calls your name, if you're a man, you probably don't hear. If you're a woman, you probably do, right? And the women just have like this extra level of bina. They're able to hear even while they're sleeping. I don't know, even like a newborn baby. I mean, I think men just pretend like they don't hear. I could just talk about myself. But women, they have this innate ability. So Klal Yisrael and Gullus, what happened in Mitzrayim? It was a little bit. They started to be able to get a little bit sleeping. But over time, the Zohar says they got to be a little more. And happened to be that they mamish fell asleep. And every third grade kid knows they're on almost on the 49th level of tumah. If Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't take them out, whatever that means, they would have sunken into the 50th level, and then they wouldn't have been able to be taken out. Kotzker Rebbe said a very cute line, but it's a very, very deep line. Kotzker Rebbe said, "Bringing the dead back to life is not the greatest accomplishment. The main thing is to bring the living back to life. It's very easy to do Tchias HaMeisim. Look at people. I'm not saying that. No one does here Tchias HaMeisim. But in the Gemaras, they talk about Tanaim who brought the dead back to the living. The main thing is to be able to bring the living back to the living. What's the Kotzker saying here? That a person should try to be able to... A person's living, you're living. Your heart's living. My heart's pounding. I know that I'm living. Kotzker Rebbe is saying a very deep message that I think, at least for me, it resonated very, very much with me. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got is in this week's parasha. Everyone knows that. The first mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. I'm sure everyone here knows, but if you don't know, there's a very, very important sforno on this pasuk. The pasuk says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rochem Rosh Chodeshim. The sforno says, Mikan Ve'elach Yiyu HaChodeshim Shalachem. From now on, says the sforno, not only are the months going to be yours, Lasus B'hem Kertzonchem, that you're going to be able to do your will, right? During when you were in slavery, when you were in slavery, you weren't able to have your time. You weren't able to be able to learn Torah as you wanted to. You weren't able to be able to be able to daven. You were focused on Paro. You're focused on doing his will. But says the Sfarno, you were doing other people's will. You're doing other people's desires. However, what's the first mitzvah? Fichach. What's the first mitzvah? Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them Rishon Hulachem Lechot Sheyashana Ki Bo Hischil. From now on, time is going to be yours. You're going to be able to control time. You're going to be able to control what you do in your life. So a lot of everyone here knows that a person is supposed to daven 3 times a day. A person is supposed to be able to learn. A person is supposed to be able to be nice to their wife, be nice to their people, be a good father. And I'm sure we could all say that mostly every day we try to be those good things. But how many of us, and I'm not giving a mister to anyone, if I'm talking to a mister, I'm only talking to myself, can say that I actually experienced davening when on a random Tuesday in Mincha, when I'm rushing from here, rushing to there, that I was literally in Mincha. That tomorrow night, when I'm rushing from the shower, and I thought Mincha was at 5:35, and it's really at 5:30, which I'm not sure exactly when Mincha is, we can actually say that I said Asher with Kavana. I can tell you right now, on a personal level, the last time I said Asher with Kavana on Erev Shabbos was probably before I got married. I try to say Asher. I try to say the best way I can. But so many times we're just rushing, we're just going through the motions, we're just going through here, going through here. How many of us could say that we daven mincha with kavana, that we try to be able to be present, be able to be passionate in our avodas Hashem? I can tell you right now, I'm the first person to say that. It's something that sometimes very, very hard, able to really put in this emotion into every little thing we do. But I think this Sfarno is giving us a very big insight. If a person understands that you have the ability, as Jews, not non-Jews, Rosh Chodesh Yilachem, Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, every single Jew has the ability. Every single Jew has the ability to be able to control his time. However, it's for us to be able to realize that it's in our control. Be able to understand. If we're going to the Sunday Mincha, 1 o'clock, might not be the best thing to be able to do. Is be able to look at the pregame show with 5 minutes ago. Maybe it might be shock to be able to come 2 minutes before davening. Be able to understand what am I about to do right now. I'm about to speak to Hashem. To be able to make sure that I'm connecting to Him, right? And I'm the first one to say it. Sometimes very hard. Right? The Mishnah in Brachos doesn't say Chasinim Hayushon Shah Achas. They used to get there an hour before davening. The last time I saw someone come an hour before davening, except for in Chabad, right? It's not in our times. But be able to come a minute or two before davening, be able to understand what am I about to do right now. If I'm going to a shir and I'm davening to Hashem, or if I'm giving a shir, Hashem help me be able to inspire Jews. I know there's a Rabbi Englander knows Rabbi Kamenetsky. Rabbi Kamenetsky from Halb. He's the Rosh Yeshiva of Halb in New York. I don't know this, but except from Rabbi Liebowitz. Rabbi Liebowitz told his students that before he comes into his classroom every day, he says a 10-second, 15-second tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should merit to be able to teach and inspire his talmidim that day. 10 to 15 seconds every day before he comes into the room, and you could ask him. You can ask him for yourself. I'd actually never seen it, but now everyone's going to be able to text him right after. He's in Eretz Yisrael, so he might not answer right away. He literally goes right before he's in his classroom and be able to ask Hashem, help me be able to inspire Jews, help me be able to inspire my students. So the one way is to be able to understand we have the ability to be able to do that. But the second thing I think in my own humble opinion, is for our kids, for our students, and for our families, we're all role models for everyone who we come in contact with. What's our davening? What's our learning look like? What's our learning look like? Are we saying, and this is a lashon that I say all the time, I have to daven mincha, I have to go to nine seder, I have to bench. This is something I say all the time. Or I want to go to mincha, I want to bench, I want to go learn, I want to go help my kids with their homework. I'm not up to that yet, but I'm sure it's a lot of fun, much more fun than learning Torah or doing whatever you have to do. Right? That was a joke. It's probably not fun. And I'm sure I heard it from my sister-in-law that it's probably annoying when your kid's going crazy. The last thing he wants to do is sit and review for the psukim for 10 minutes, and I'm sure the parents definitely don't want to. But our kids, our students, they look to us as role models. They look to see, how do we view homework? How do we view learning Torah? How do we view tefillah? There's a famous rabbi from Miami Beach. My father knows him. He's not alive. His name is Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro. He used to be the Rav of Beth Israel, and Dr. Galbert also. He's the father of Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro. He said an amazing thing. He said there are two words in Hebrew to be able to talk about walls. There are two ways to be able to talk about walls. Chomos. If you look in the Chomos, that's one wall, Chomos Yerushalayim, and Kiros, right? And what's the difference between Chomos and Kiros? Chomos, the Lashon is Cham, something that's fiery, something that's warm, something that's hot. Kiro means cold. He said this in Ma'al Chaim, I remember, and every single time me and my family always joke about it, but it's really true. He says, when we give a bracha for a chazan, you should build a bayis in Yisrael, says Rabbi Shapiro. He says, we're giving you a bracha that you should have a life, you should have a bias filled with chomos, not kiros. Your house should be burning with fire. Fire for Torah, fire for Hashem, fire for tefillah, fire for chesed. It shouldn't be kiros. It shouldn't be cold. It shouldn't be annoying. It shouldn't be something that I cringe at or I hesitate at. It's something that you should be on fire with, something that should be inspiring, right? And what's a malik? Right, next week's parsha we talk about a malik. Asher karcha b'darach. A malik's number one thing, what do they do? Asher karcha is a lashon that they happen to us. But karcha is also lashon kar. They try to make our avodas Hashem cold. Amalek says, you want to go daven mincha? Go daven mincha. You want to go be able to learn a little bit? Go learn. But to be able to be inspired by your daven, to be able to be inspired by your learning, or to be able to be inspired by something else? No. Well, relax a little bit. You know, you're not too good, right? Amalek attacks us right when we come out of Mitzrayim. We're on the top of the world. The whole world hears about Klal Yisrael, how great they are. What does Amalek do? They come to cool us off. Not only physically cool us off, but spiritually cool us off. You're not so great. Don't get so inspired about your avodas Hashem. So two things we saw so far. We saw the Svarno. Be able to understand, we control our time. We have control over our time. We have, but not only to be controlling our time, be able to understand that we have the ability to be able to do whatever we want. But specifically, how we do it. How we do it. How do we look at our avodas Hashem? And how we go about our avodas Hashem? Just to be able to close with two stories. Tonight is the Yortzeit, the Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe. The Sfas Emes, Zoch wants to be by his kever, Ger, he's buried right next to his grandfather, Chedush Arim. The Sfas Emes, his father died when he was very young, and he was brought up by his grandfather, the Chedush Arim. The story goes, my Rabbi Moshe Weimer, said the story of the Chedush Arim. He said the Chedush Arim was once with his Hasidim, they were traveling to Vienna, and what happened was, there was a Jew who was a maskil, there were a lot of maskilim, and in Vienna, and he wanted to get a bracha from the tzaddik, get a bracha from the Chedush Arim, and he starts knocking on the carriage to get a bracha from the Rebbe of Ger, and the Gabbai looked at the mosque, and he said, Rabbi, there's a guy here, and he was about to tell the driver stop, and the Rabbi said, no, go, keep on going, and the mosque with his little umbrella, it wasn't raining that day, it was for the sun, he started to pick up a little speed. And he said, Gabbai, Rabbi, please, I really would like a bracha. Please give me a bracha. He said, the Gabbai is about to tell the driver, please stop. And the Rabbi said, no, Schneer, go, keep on going. Until finally, the guy dropped the umbrella, and finally chasing after the chariot. And then the Chedush Arim told the driver, okay, now you could stop. He finally gave the guy a bracha, whatever he asked for, gave the guy a bracha, and he went on his way. The Gabbai, right, every good Hasidic Shemais always has one of that Gabbai or that guy who asked, Rabbi, why did you do that? To be able to help us out, be able to say good stories. Why did you do that? Why did you have to wait for him to drop the umbrella, you know, make it so hard for him? He said, I have to tell you the truth. He said, he wasn't ready to be able to be makabel, the bracha that I was about to give him. He was still holding on to his umbrella. He was still holding on to something holding him back. He wasn't ready to be able to makabel a bracha that I wanted to give him. Only once he took off the dust, he took off the coldness, he took off the things that were holding him back, then he was able to be able to makabel the bracha. So many times we have to get rid of the umbrella. We have to turn off our phones, put it on vibrate, turn off our emails. You know, maybe if we have an important email to send, maybe we should wait for after mincha to be able to send it, so I can be able to put it into my Shema Kolein, be able to speak to Hashem, to be able to speak to Hashem about it. That's putting the umbrella off, and that's we'll be able to makabel the bracha. The last and final ma'aseh, because I don't want to go over time here. The last thing you want to do on a Thursday night, I'm sure everyone's very tired, is be able to go over time. But the rabbi said I could go at 18 minutes. So right now we're holding it at 13:07. So I'm not going to go to 18. Don't worry. Rav Weinberger said this is a story at earlier in the year in NYU at the Rosh Chodesh Kislev for Bringen. He said there was a famous Jew named Rav Nosson Sharansky. I don't know so much about him, but supposedly he wrote a book called Fear No Evil, and He was tortured for a very long time in Russia, and he did I actually told my wife to order me the book so I could say that I'm going to read the book next time I say the story. So he was once standing in line in a bakery in Yerushalayim very recently, and there was a seminary teacher who came over to him and said, you know, I know who you are. You should know I teach Tehillim in my seminary to my students, and I brought you up because supposedly in your book I saw that you. That the guards in Siberia, they wanted to take, they literally tried to grab the Tehillim out of your hands, and you fought for your life, you gave up some food, you did all these things that you could do just to be able to hold on to Tehillim. Next thing you know, the guy, Rabbi Nosson Sharansky, out of his coat pocket in the bakery, took out that Tehillim. What happened? And he showed it to the woman. And the woman goes back to him and says, Nosson, was that your Tehillim that you carry around? So Nosson Sharansky said, no, it carries me around. It carries me around. Such a great line, no? It carries me around, right? Our avodas Hashem should be able to pick us up, carries us around, wherever we go. It's something that we carry. It shouldn't be a weight on us. It should be something that we look forward to coming closer to Hashem through our davening, through our tefillah. And then Bez Hashem will be zocha to be able to have the gula. Be zocha that at the end of the day, ani yishen v'li bi'er. End of the day, Klai Yisrael is sleeping. Sometimes we're sleeping, and we're sleeping. We're only on the first level. We're not sleeping. We're not in that deep sleep. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we could tell the Kutzker Rebbe he was right. The hardest thing is to be able to bring the living back to life. But Bez Hashem, by having this message of the Svarno, be able to say that we do control our time, be able to understand that we're gonna build our Avodah Hashem with Chomos and not Kiros, being on fire for our Avodah Hashem, then Bez Hashem we should be Zocha to be able to give to our children, be able to give to our students, and really to all of Klal Yisrael what it really means to be a true Jew, being an alive Jew, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Sure.